Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh. What's up? It is another glorious, wonderful day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory to God. It is Monday morning. Glory to God. And Monday morning, March 25th, 2024. Hallelujah. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. It is a wonderful start to a work week, a school week. Retirement week, whatever kind of week you're starting this morning, I just give God praise and thanks for today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just want to just give God praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God all the praise and glory this morning. And now, Let's jump right into our word for today. Our word for today is, as we've been talking the last few weeks, is love. We love all. We've been talking about kingdom living. It's what we always talk about. And kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Faith, hope, love. We have the faith of God. We have our hope in Jesus. We love all. Glory be to God. We love all with everything that we have. We love all. We love God with all our heart, with everything we have, with all our emotions, all our will, and all our thought. Every thought, I love that phrase, every thought is we love God with. And you know, when we think about God's love, when things begin to come on us, when things begin to press in, when problems seem to be insurmountable, when things begin to seem like they're spiraling out of control, if we would give our thoughts to God, I don't mean just, you know, take them and say, here, God. No, I mean, what I mean by give our thoughts is that we start thinking about God. We start thinking about that God loves me. Hallelujah. And because God loves me, this too will pass, for one. But because God loves me, I have the wisdom. I have the wisdom to know what to do in this situation, God. I seek the mind of Christ. God, I ask that you give me the wisdom I need for this circumstance, for this situation. We begin to speak to our God and giving God our thoughts. You know, we think about God and not allow the thoughts of the pressure and strain and stress to bombard us. We don't allow those stresses. Oh, you don't know what to do. No, this is going to overcome you. This, you're going to lose your job. You're going to die of cancer. You're going to do this and you're going to do that. They talking to you. You need to talk back to it. And bring your thoughts under subjection to Christ. And that's what that means. To begin to say the things that you know God is about you. No, I'm not. I am the beloved of God. I am God's child. And because I'm God's child, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. And Jesus procured my healing 2,000 plus years ago. And so therefore, I am healed today, and I thank you for it, God. And I'm going to do everything that I can that the Lord gives me the wisdom to do to eradicate you out of my body. You cannot stay here. And we begin to do everything. Stop, listen to the Lord, and do everything that God tells you to do. Don't be hesitant. Do what God tells you to do in whatever situation you find yourself in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what I mean by giving your thoughts to God. That's what it means by giving your thoughts to God. You give them to God by taking the thoughts and applying God's word and what God says about you in your thoughts. Excuse me. Okay, now, yes, get into our word for today. Hallelujah. Okay, we have been reading through Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 20. And 14 through 20 and expounding upon them. So we're going to go from 14 to 20 and we stop right at 20. I'm not going to read the whole thing this morning, but we know we've been using two translations. I've been using the New Century Version and the Passion Translation. And in the New Century Version, verse 20 reads, "With God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine." Ask or imagine. Okay, now, in the Passion Translation, it reads like this. "Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this." Everything we've read from 14 through to this verse, that never doubt God's power to work in you and accomplish everything that God has set out for you to do. Everything, all things. Wow. And then it goes on to say, "God will achieve infinitely more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination." Wow. "God will outdo them all, for his miraculous power constantly energizes you." Yes, energizes you. Okay. It says, "God will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request." What is your greatest request? Have you been thinking too small for God? What is your greatest request? What is it that you want most from God? What is it that you want most in life? Begin to think about what your greatest request is and then exceed that. And then exceed that greatest request and begin to listen to the voice of God direct you and guide you into the things that you are requesting. What is your greatest request? And see, and this means that you have to move. This means that you have to get out. You have to be among people. You have to walk with other people. You can't isolate yourself. You can't isolate yourself and stay in your house or stay amongst a small group of people and think that great things or that God is going to be able to fulfill your greatest request without you moving amongst people. Because God wants to be exalted amongst the people that you are around and be lifted up so that he can draw all people unto him. So you have to be out there. You have to put yourself out there. You have to make sure that God is seeing you, that not God is seeing, that people are seeing you, and that you're making requests, that you're getting to know people, that you're getting to understand other people and let other people understand you. It says, your most unbelievable dream. Is your most unbelievable dream isolated? Is it something that doesn't have to do with other people? No, it's generally something that has to do with other people. Other people have to be involved for it to be your most unbelievable dream. And then exceed that. It says, and exceed your wildest imagination. Exceed your imagination of what it is that you want to accomplish. You know, and don't compare yourself to other people. You are not them. I am not you. You are not me. And so you can't be comparing yourself to other people. Your dream, your requests, your imagination, not other people's, yours. God wants to do for you what you have imagined. It's because what you have imagined, what you've requested, what you dream is what God has put in you. Glory to God. When you relinquish your life to the Lord, when you humble yourself to God, the things that are in you are from God. Remember I told you, God in you, for you. God is developing you. God is creating you in you the desire that you are striving for. Your God is making that possible in you. So don't limit yourself. Don't limit what God can do. Dream bigger than what you're dreaming. See God at work in you. Hallelujah. See God at work in you. It says, God will outdo them all for his miraculous power constantly energizes you. It's his miraculous power, the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you will constantly energize you to do God's will, to do the will of God that has been placed in you to dream, to request, to have this imagination. All of it works together. And that power will give you the energy to do what's set before you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will do what is set before you. Give your thoughts to God. Think on the things that God has placed in you. Begin to speak against the things that are trying to defeat you. Say what God says. Believe the love. Believe the love. Sometimes when I'm going along and pain and my knees hit me, I'll say, I believe the love. I believe the love. I know God loves me. I know that I am going to continually move forward in God's healing for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm moving forward in God's healing, and I know that I am going to receive the fullness of my healing. Glory to God. I thank you, God. And you got to do that. Take your thoughts and make them God's thoughts. Don't let them speak to you. Know that God is with you. Know that God is in you. Know that God will do more than your greatest requests, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination. Draw near to God, and God is in you. God, we thank you. We praise you this day. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you that you are in us. Hallelujah. That you are in us, that you fill us with your Holy Spirit. Help us to be mindful of you being in us and us concentrating on you. Lord, help us to turn our thoughts into your thoughts so that we're not being beaten down and destroyed by the thoughts that's in our minds. Lord, but we become thinkers of you, that we activate the mind of Christ that we have. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for your prompting of that. In Jesus' glorious, wonderful name. Amen. Amen. So it is. It is so. And so we let it be in us. Amen. Glory to God. I love you so very much. And you know what? Jesus loves you so much more. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time. And may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.